That's not true. The way you grow is you build on commitment. Now, some of you, many in this room, are married, so you said, I do, before a group of people, right? And you said, I'm going to stick with this person, come thick or thin. Now, do you know what the thick and thin is when you signed up for it? Heck no, you didn't know. In fact, some of you wish you would have known. But the fact of the matter is you build on that commitment. You don't build toward it. You don't live together for 49 years and say, you know, honey, I think this is going to work. You build on commitment. How many of us, when you had your first child, felt like, we're ready for this. We got this wired. You know, it's like, and then the second one comes and you're like, you know what you do, though? You don't have what you need, but you're committed as a parent to making it. Let me ask you, have you ever done that? See, that's how you break through that initial inertia. You make the commitment and say, I'm going to go for broke. I'm going to follow Christ. And you think, oh, what about? He'll show you what to do. But there's people that have spent their whole Christian life waiting for when they're more mature, when they're really ready. You'll wait till Jesus comes and you'll miss life. Third, people who grow not only live daily with the end in view, and so it's the key to motivation. Not only do they make a personal commitment, which is the key to overcoming inertia. Third, they value process more than event. And that's the key to progress. See, what happens is we think growth happens in these huge spurts. We think that there's a magic pill, there's a seminar, there's a book, there's a secret teaching. There's a second experience. There's something somewhere, somehow. There's an area of the country, and if you go visit that area of the country, you get holy and you get powerful and everything's going to change. You're dreaming. That's not the way life works. So people who really grow understand it's the everyday nickel and dime, tiny little decisions you make. It's the process that produces real growth. Notice the writing to the Hebrews, written to a group of people that had stopped growing. They started to grow, they were Jewish Christians, and then the heat turned up, and there was persecution, and they were moving back into legalism, into the law. And the book of Hebrews is written to this group to say, hey, Christ is superior to the law. Christ is superior to the priesthood. Christ is superior to angels. Christ is superior to Moses. He's saying, hey, get with the program. It's grace, baby. There's a new covenant. And he writes to this group of people, verse 11, and it's sort of a reproach, a little rebuke. He says in chapter 5 of verse 11, we have much to say about this, talking about spiritual growth, but it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn. They're not growing. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. He goes on to say,